I'm sure by this point you've heard all about the deep web. It's been talked about more and more in relation to places like Silk Road, and child pornography rings the world over. I've even heard about a website where people were able to buy and sell children. Despite all of these dark secrets lurking in the recesses of the internet, nothing could have prepared me for Martyrnet. If you were to ask me where I first heard about it, I could not even give a coherent answer. It's like bits and pieces. Its existence started reaching me over the years. Even from the fragments of knowledge I had about it, I could tell it was a place that I was not even remotely fucked up enough to venture into. Unfortunately, I wound up falling for a girl who was fated to lead me right down the rabbit hole. Her name was Amanda, and we were taking Statistics 120 together every Thursday night. I'm normally really bad at approaching girls, but when she introduced herself as a Sedona native, I jumped at the chance to make fun of the vortex that so many Sedonians believe in. "So how many aliens have you seen?" I asked. A few other people around the class looked at me like I was stupid, but I could tell that Amanda got it. She just smiled back at me and said, "3, actually." After sitting together through a few more classes, we finally decided to hang out outside school. She invited me back to her place, and we smoked some weed and listened to some folky Pandora stations. It wasn't until a few shots of tequila got thrown into the mix that things started to heat up. I had just gotten her top off when she suddenly looked at me weird, like she had just remembered something. "I shouldn't," she said quietly. I think you really like me." "What gave you that idea?" It would just be meaningless for me," she said. That hurt, honestly. As down as I am for meaningless sex, I was a little too enamored by her to just let something like that bounce off me. I don't know if it was just the situation or the added shots of tequila and pot, but I was at loss for words. It was like she had just shut off. Awkwardly, I rolled off her bed and got dressed and showed myself out. The next week, she never showed up to class. It wasn't until then that I really tried calling her up and getting a hold of her. But she wouldn't answer my calls, and she wasn't responding to me on Facebook. After another week went by, I got desperate and drove out to her apartment. The front door was unlocked, but no one was inside. I was on the verge of calling the police, but I figured maybe I should look around a little more. Shamelessly, I opened up her laptop and looked around. That was where I found the torrent download for the program Martyrnet. She had already installed it and had a window minimized. When I clicked the shortcut, it brought up a chat log between her and a few other users in a private conversation. They had been talking about prices. Apparently, the three other users had agreed to pay her $20,000 for something. I felt suddenly sick to my stomach. Was it for sex? Was she a prostitute or something? Desperately, I scrolled up to find out more information. But the last thing I saw was a date before I heard the door slam shut. Monday night at 3 a.m. on Alpha server. "Hello?" came her familiar voice. "Is someone in here?" "It's me," I said, figuring I ought to just get it over with.
"What the fuck, Leo?"
"I was worried about you."
Well, don't. You don't even know me. What makes you think you can just come into my house like this?"
I apologized again and again, but she wasn't calming down. Even in her anger, I could tell there was something very different about her. She had deep bags under her eyes, and she looked paler than usual. On her head, she had tied a purple bandana, covering up her already thin hair.
"Just get the hell out and don't come here again. You were just a thing, an accident."
I pretended not to be hurt by that and closed the door behind me on the way out. All I could think about on the drive home was
how sickly she looked. Has she always been that way and I never noticed? What was she getting into? It was almost impossible to concentrate in class for the following few days. I hadn't known Amanda for that long, but I felt compelled to know what was going to happen. I couldn't just forget about everything. So on Monday afternoon, I downloaded the Martyrnet client and acquainted myself with the program. It's fairly easy to navigate. There's only 5 servers, Alpha, Beta, etc. I flipped through a few of them, but nothing was going on. Only on the Delta server did I see a small chat bar with 4 users, 2 of which had prices beside their names. Apparently all of the servers are free to watch, as long as the shows have been paid for by someone. In Delta's server at that time, there was a girl with tribal tattoos, sticking all kinds of miscellaneous objects inside of her. Anything the paying users called out, she would somehow conjure from outside the screen. I was getting more and more nervous as the day wore on. By the time 3 a.m. rolled around, there were at least 20 users in the room. At the top of the chat bar were the 3 paying users I had seen on Amanda's computer, each sharing portions of the $20,000. Suddenly, the black screen lit up, and I was looking at her beautiful green eyes. She looked even worse than when I had seen her. Was she sick? "Hi, everyone," she said, forcing a smile. "I guess word got around. I haven't seen a server this full since that one girl painted a portrait of herself naked, using her own shit as a medium." The chat bar started filling with people's reactions and side conversations about the shit show. Amanda just sat motionless, reading what they all had to say. So far, I was relieved to see that she wasn't naked, although she wasn't fully dressed either. She was wearing the same turquoise panties and bra that I had seen the last night I was with her. Even though she was emaciated, she still looked beautiful in a haunting kind of way.
"I guess there's not much more to say."
Her voice sounded restricted, like it kept getting caught in her throat.
"Thank you guys for offering me so much. My family really needs it after all the medical bills they've had to pay because of me. They'll be confused at first, but it will all work out somehow."
In the chat bar, a few people were placing bets on something. It was apparently something they knew about the show that I didn't, because they kept making bets on random numbers. "I'll bet you $50 she can't make it past 3, said one user.
"Look how sick she is. She won't go beyond 2.
And on the betting went. I saw Amanda's eyes rove over the conversation, and her face turned a paler kind of green color. She tried to smile, but all she managed was to make her lip tremble. She was absolutely shaking, and so was I. What was I about to see?
"Okay," she croaked.
She was crying now. A single tear welled up on the corner of her eye and ran down her cheek, and she waved to the monitor after wiping her nose.
"Okay, okay," she said again.
Now her face was red, soaked in the tears that kept coming.
"Enjoy the show."
And she rolled back in her chair, further from the monitor. Suddenly, I could see something silver in her hands. It was a kitchen knife. An absurdly large kitchen knife with a wooden handle. She took it into both of her hands and raised it with the tip pointed at her abdomen. And she thrust with a little grunt. She drove the knife into her abdomen, and when she removed it, the blood ran so thick it looked like it was an inky black. I thought the screen had gone blurry at first, but then I realized I was crying just as hard as she was. Yet, she kept going. Everyone lost the bet. By the time her arm went limp and the knife had fallen to the floor, she had thrust it into her stomach 10 times.
$20,000 for that?" said one user. "Some guy just had the most extreme climax of his life."
I just sat there, numb, staring at her bleeding body, wondering if I should call the cops or an ambulance or something. But there was another feeling, one I couldn't as easily recognize within me. I had just watched someone die, right in front of my eyes. Though the tears kept coming, I couldn't help but feel suddenly very alive. Sick, but alive. I waited a respectful 10 minutes or so before wiping my eyes dry. Everything felt so numb and tingly and fucking alive. So I flipped over to the beta server to see what else was on.